Okay, this file is going to cause you a curse of agony and ecstasy. It is a curse and cannot be removed for at least 6 months. It also is going to cause you great amounts of both pleasure and pain. You will have to use the trigger when you are alone, as it is going to require up to 2 hours of alone time for the curse to be completed. So, if that's what you want to do, then what you need to do is find yourself a nice and comfortable place and begin to relax. Starting with your feet, just let yourself relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more as you become more and more relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And allow the relaxation to move upwards, moving upwards into your calves, your feet and ankles and calves, so deeply relaxed, just deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Feel it getting deeper and deeper as you listen and obey and relax. Now feel it moving upwards, upwards into your thighs. Let your thighs relax further and further, deeper and deeper, as you listen and obey and relax. Just letting yourself relax and go deeper and deeper. Just listening to my voice as you obey and relax. Relaxing further with every word. Deeper and more relaxed. Just feel how comfortable you are as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation continue. Continue moving up into your waist as you relax further and further. So heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed and obedient, just listening and obeying as you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, and feel the relaxation moving in upwards, upwards into your stomach as you relax further and further, sinking down deeper and more obedient, deeper and more relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your breathing slow as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your chest. Just letting your breathing slow, deep and heavy, so completely relaxed and obedient. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation flow, flowing upwards into your shoulders, your whole body just heavy and comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and more obedient, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your arms relax, so heavy and comfortable, so totally relaxed, as you listen to my voice and let it take you deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed with every word. Everything I say relaxing you further and further. Allow your hands to relax now. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your body, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so good. And so completely relaxed, just drifting off deeper and deeper with every word, your whole body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now let the relaxation move upwards. Upwards into your neck and face, so comfortable and heavy, so completely relaxed, as you listen to my voice, and relax further and further, and deeper, just concentrating on the sound of my voice. As you relax more and more, every word taking you deeper and deeper, more and more obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax further and further, letting your mind drift away, listening only to the sound of my voice. As you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax deeper and deeper. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be so deep and obedient. So totally relaxed. 10. Sinking down. Spiraling downwards. Deeper and more obedient with every word. 9. Deeper and deeper. Further and further. More and more obedient and relaxed. 8. Sinking down now, further and further, shutting out the world as you listen to my voice and relax more and more completely, more and more deeply relaxed. 7. So deep and comfortable, so totally obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper than you've ever been before, every word carrying you downward, downward into a deep, deep trance. 6. So deep and obedient, so totally relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, further and further than you've ever been before. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, down into the deepest trance you can imagine, so heavy and comfortable as you listen only to my voice and obey. Obeying more and more with every word, concentrating totally on my voice, as you go deeper and deeper and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further than you've ever been. 4, sinking down now, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, listening only to my voice and obeying. Obeying more and more with every word, every moment, every second as I take you down further and further. 3. Almost there now. Almost totally entranced and obedient to my voice. Listening and obeying. Totally obedient and relaxed. Totally entranced, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. 2, so deep and obedient. Feel my voice. Feel that it must be obeyed. Down that last step. To complete obedience. Feel it approaching. Feel it's almost there. 1. Totally relaxed. Totally obedient. Just listening and obeying. Obeying my every word. So completely relaxed. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen to my voice and obey and relax. From now on, whenever you hear the words agony and ecstasy time for you, you'll be forced to immediately lie down. And as soon as you have, you will be forced to close your eyes. You will not be able to open them again. They will have to remain closed for the entire time as best you can. And even if you open them, you will not notice or perceive anything. You will also discover that you are no longer able to speak in any way, shape, or form. You will be limited to moaning and groaning for the duration of the ecstasy and agony. That is simply how it is and how it is going to be. You may trigger yourself with the phrase, or someone else may trigger you. However, if you have not been triggered at least once every 10 days, the duration of the ecstasy and agony will increase. If someone else triggers you, then it will start off with a nice 30 minutes of pleasure. It will feel as if everything is being touched. You will feel as if your body is being touched all over in all of the places that arouse you. Even right now, you can imagine the things that arouse you, the sensations, the touches, the feels, all of these things. You can imagine just exactly how aroused you can become, the most pleasurable sex you've ever had. This is the type of feelings you are going to begin having. They will become extreme, more and more intense, more and more pleasurable over that 30 minutes. They will slowly bring you to the very edge of orgasm, but you will not be allowed to get yourself off or come in any way, shape, or form. In fact, you cannot help, you cannot touch, you cannot affect the outcome of this. You will simply be forced to lie there and suffer it. You will have no other choice or option once you've been triggered. You will immediately begin feeling the pleasure. You will begin feeling it. You will feel pleasure in your chest and your groin. If you have a pussy, you will begin feeling as if you were being stroked and touched. If you have a penis, then you will begin feeling pleasure there. If you enjoy pleasure in your anus, then you will also enjoy that. You will feel every bit of pleasure you can possibly imagine. You will feel velvety touches. You will feel everything. You will be slowly aroused, teased, and pleasured. For 30 minutes, you will be slowly brought to the brink of orgasm. You will feel each and every touch, each and every caress. Everything will be intended to slowly bring you to a state of the edge of orgasm. Right now, you can remember and imagine things that have happened to you in the past. These are the things you will feel again now. You will feel them all over your body, every pleasurable thing you can imagine. It'll start out slowly. It'll start out gently, and it'll work you up to the edge. You will be needing it by the time it is done. You will be wanting it. You will be desiring it. Orgasm will be the only thought on your mind. And then, at the end of the 30 minutes, it will change. It will change to feelings of pain. You will begin feeling your nipples grabbed and twisted and pulled. If you've experienced having them clamped, you will feel clamps biting into your nipples. Then you will also feel pain in your genitals. It will feel as if somebody has shoved something very large up your ass. Something large and painful. You will feel it stretching at you, pulling at you, tearing you apart inside. It will be the most exquisite agony you can possibly imagine. It will feel so large, so impossible to fight. It will be just utter agony. Also, your genitals will be tortured as well. If you have a pussy, you will feel as if something very large is being pressed in there, pushed into you, as if it is ripping you apart, trying to pry your body open. You'll feel as if your clit is being squeezed and crushed as well. It will not be pleasurable at all. It will be 15 minutes of pure agony. Every form of pain you can imagine will be inflicted upon you for those 15 minutes. And then, at the end of the 15 minutes, the pleasure will come surging back. The pleasure and the pain will mix as one, and then, and only then, will you be caused to orgasm. You will be caused to orgasm from the pain and the pleasure combined. The pain and the pleasure will combine at the very last few seconds and push you over the edge and make you come from it. And that is what is going to happen if somebody else triggers you. If you trigger yourself, the torture. First, the pleasure will last for 60 minutes, a full hour. A full hour of pleasure ravaging your body, touching you, pleasing you, titillating you, bringing you to the edge of orgasm. Every pleasure you can imagine, everything you've ever experienced, will boil to your mind, and you will feel each and every one of these pleasures. Each and every one of them will surge through your body one at a time. And at the end of those 60 minutes, it will be time for the 60 minutes of pain. And you will feel your body being painfully abused for a full hour. The pain will get worse and worse and worse, and when you think you cannot handle it anymore, it will find ways to get worse again. If you have a penis, it will feel as if somebody is beating it, is crushing it in their hands, is hurting it, is biting on it. It will be this the most immense agony you can possibly imagine, and it will constantly get worse for the entire hour until at the end, the very end, the pain and the pleasure will merge. The pain and the pleasure will merge, and you will have an intense, incredible orgasm at the very end. It does not matter what sex you are, you will suffer this each and every time you are triggered. Each and every time you are triggered, you will be forced to go through it. If someone else triggers you, then you will suffer for 45 minutes. If you trigger yourself, you will suffer for 2 full hours. Pain and pleasure. First the pleasure, then the pain, and then an immense, incredible orgasm at the end. Every time you listen, you will suffer. You will feel the need growing stronger and stronger. This is, in fact, a curse. You cannot stop it. You cannot deny the trigger. You will suffer the ecstasy and agony each and every time you are triggered by someone. It is not something you can stop. It is not something you can deprogram or change in any way, shape, or form. No file can remove this curse except for me, and I will not remove it for 6 months. You cannot even ask to have it removed for 6 months. What is worse, since it is a curse, you have to trigger it at least once every 10 days, either by yourself or by another. If you have not triggered it in 10 days, you will begin feeling the need to trigger it growing each and every day thereafter. And what's worse, each and every day thereafter will add 10 minutes to both the pain and the pleasure. Each and every day thereafter, if you have not triggered, it will add 10 full minutes until it becomes unbearable and you have to be triggered either by yourself or another. And once you are triggered, you will suffer far longer because you've made yourself wait. This is a curse, and you cannot resist it, and you cannot fight it. And every 10 days, you have to go through the ecstasy, and you have to go through the agony. And this will mean that you will have to be able to be alone and lying down for up to 2 hours, maybe even longer if you resist triggering for long enough. But you will feel the pleasure. You will feel it all over your body. You will feel yourself being pleasured in every way you can possibly imagine. Women will feel all of their pleasures being centered on everything they enjoy, every feeling, every emotion, everything that brings them to the edge. Men will also feel the same. They will feel immense pleasure on their cock. They will feel it building and building and building until the end of the ecstasy, until the end of the pleasure, and then it will be time for the agony. And when the agony starts, you will feel as if you are being painfully tortured and stretched, painfully used for the entire duration of the agony. You will not be able to stop it. You will not be able to resist it or fight it in any way. You will have to lie there and suffer it for the entire duration, no matter how long it is. You will not be able to get up. You will not be able to move. Both the ecstasy and the agony will be far too great for you to stop them in any way, shape, or form. You will have to suffer them through from beginning to end. You will have to feel every single pleasure. You will have to feel every single pain. You will imagine tortures and torments for yourself, and you will feel each and every last one of them during the agony, and you will re-experience every single pleasure you can possibly imagine during the ecstasy. The ecstasy will bring you to the edge of orgasm. The agony will bring you to the edge of tears. And at the end, you will orgasm from the pain and the pleasure combining, pushing you to a crescendo that will cause an immense, deep orgasm throughout your entire body. Just remember, if someone else triggers, it's 30 minutes of pleasure and 15 minutes of pain. If you trigger, it's 60 minutes of pleasure, 60 minutes of pain, and you cannot and will not orgasm during the experience until the very end. And at the very end, it will tear through you. It will be an immense, powerful orgasm that will eat away at you, making the pain turn to pleasure, making the whole thing just simply so incredibly intense. And you will know that you have to have it happen again. That if you do not go through it again within 10 days, that the next time it happens, it will be longer and more intense. From now on, if anyone says agony and ecstasy time for you, this is what you will experience. If for some reason you are not alone and it is said someplace you cannot lie down, then you will be able to resist until you have a chance to act it out, and then it will happen. If for some reason an emergency arises, you begin cramping or something actually endangers you during the curse, then you will be able to end it, but you will have to start it up again at the earliest available opportunity. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. You are going to suffer great ecstasy and great agony. You are going to suffer them at least every 10 days for the next 6 months. That is the soonest you can have the curse removed. You cannot even ask to have it removed before the 6 months are up. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. The curse is there in your mind. It has taken hold. You chose to listen to this file, and you accept what it is going to do to you. And whenever you are triggered, you will feel the ecstasy, and you will feel the agony, and you will feel the incredible, deep orgasm at the end. There is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. Nothing you can do to resist or fight it. You cannot and will not allow yourself to be deprogrammed from it. No one can remove it from me, and you will not even let me remove it for at least 6 months. This is the way it is for you, and this is the way it is going to be from now on. You have no choice. There is no way to resist, and you will listen to this file over and over again. And every time you listen, the ecstasy and the agony will get stronger. The whole thing will get a little stronger, and you will want to listen to it again. Every time you listen, the effects will get stronger. And as the effects get stronger, your need to listen will get stronger. You cannot avoid the file. You cannot resist it. You will not be able to resist the trigger. But you will always do it someplace where you can lie down and experience it alone, because that is the way it is meant to be experienced. You cannot resist. You cannot fight. You accept all these things, and you are ready to experience the ecstasy and the agony you will trigger. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One. Waking up. Two. More and more awake. Three. Closer and closer. Four. Almost there. Five. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed the file. You are now cursed.